From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is the reflection for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022, the third of five midweek Lenten worship services. The preacher is Pastor Scott Jones.
Our first reading this evening comes from Philippians chapter 2, beginning with the third verse. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And our gospel reading this evening comes from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, beginning with the 35th verse. Jesus said, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. This week, we moved into the serving week of the Red Letter Challenge, which is the Lenten devotional that we've been reading and participating in as a congregation here at Ascension Lutheran Church. Today is day 21 of the challenge itself, so we are over the halfway point. Now, those of you who are looking ahead already realize that we will finish the challenge before the end of Lent. Our 40th and final day will actually be Monday, April 11th, the Monday of Holy Week. Now, initially, this might not make much sense to you because there's 40 days in Lent and the challenge is 40 days. But the 40 days of Lent do not count the Sundays. So even during Lent, those Sundays are considered to be little Easters. And they're not counted in the days between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday. However, during the 40 days of the challenge, we have included Sundays. As a result, we'll be done early. And I think it's good that we'll be done early because it allows us some time after the challenge is over for us to transition into the events of Holy Week. Excuse me. Now, one final thought about the 40 days of Lent and our 40-day challenge. 40. 40 is a duration of time that recurs in the Bible. If you've been paying attention to our communion liturgy, you have heard me make reference to 40 days and nights that the rain fell upon Noah and his family in the ark. That the Israelites wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, that Elijah fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights, that Jesus fasted in the desert and was tested for 40 days, and also that Jesus appeared to the apostles for 40 days after the resurrection and before his ascension. 40 days is a time of preparation for us as it was in the early church. 40 is also the root word of the term quarantine. Quarantine, a term that we have become all too familiar with during these past 2 years. During COVID, quarantine was seen as a negative thing that we were forced to endure because we had either tested positive or been exposed to the virus. But the act of quarantining is a loving act, an act of service that prevented us from exposing our neighbors, exposing our family, exposing our coworkers and others to the virus. We quarantined, we masked, we socially distanced, we even became vaccinated as an act of service, an act of loving others to improve their quality of life, and in some instances, their ability to remain alive throughout the pandemic. Loving and serving our neighbor is central to the life of a disciple of Jesus, and it is a recurring theme of the red letter words that we find in Scripture, those things that Jesus has recorded as saying. Now, we read from both Paul's letter to the Philippians and Matthew's gospel this evening. And the first, in Paul's letter, was written in response to the teaching and ministry of Jesus. It was written in response to the red letter words that we find in the gospel. And our gospel reading is the teaching of Jesus. The very words, the red letters that have been recorded as such in some Bibles. Now, Jesus' teaching tonight comes from Holy Week, the time after he and the disciples have entered Jerusalem and he on the back of a colt to shouts of Hosanna, and prior to that meal that he shares with the disciples on the night when he was betrayed. Our reading comes as a part of the final teachings of Jesus and Matthew. But unlike John's gospel, where the farewell discourse is only directed to the disciples, in Matthew, Jesus teaches the crowd in and near the temple that week. Now, Jesus has taught just prior to our reading about the coming of the Son of Man. And then he says, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Now, the response of those who are considered righteous, those who are in a right relationship with God, according to Jesus, when asked these things, was to ask the question, "When did we do these things?" And Jesus said, "When you did it to the least of these, you did it to me." So why do we serve? Well, first, because we've been commanded by Jesus to love one another as he has loved us. That's what my sermon was about a week ago, Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet and he told them to do to others as he had done to them. And then later in that same chapter in John, Jesus issues a new command, a command to love. Love one another as we have been loved by Jesus, the one who gave his life as a ransom for us. This teaching is challenging because the example of what love looks like is so generous, is so grace-filled and life-giving. Jesus says, serve others. Serve your neighbors in need, those who are sick, those who are in prison, and understand that in doing so, you are serving me. The response to Jesus' love for us is to love others. The response to Jesus serving us is to serve others. The teaching is clear. Doing so, on the other hand, it can be quite a challenge for us. Serving others requires that we see the needs of others as equal to our own, not secondary, but equal to our own. Now, the Apostle Paul encourages the Christian church in Philippi to respond likewise in his letter to them. "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit," he writes, "but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." How could he suggest such a thing? Well, because his teaching ultimately is that we should have the same mind in us that was in Jesus. You see, we, like Jesus, should not think better of ourselves than we think of others. We, like Jesus, should be willing to lower ourselves, taking on the form of a slave, just like Jesus did. After all, that's what Jesus did when he washed the disciples' feet. He took on the form, the role of a slave, the lowliest of slaves. There's little more humility, there's nothing more humiliating or little more humiliating that you can do than ask a person to wash your feet. Look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others, Paul writes. Paul says these outlandish things. And then he reminds us that we are to be imitators of Christ. We are to be Christ-like, who though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, Jesus emptied himself. Here he was, God. And he emptied himself. He let go of any power or privilege that the identity, that his identity as the Son of God would have entitled him to. He did so in order to serve us, in order to give his life so that we might have life, everlasting life through him. Now, serving others is demanding, there is no doubt about it, but that is what discipleship looks like, because that's what Jesus' life looked like. Certainly, he talked about it in the red letters, and maybe even more importantly, we read about it in what it is that Jesus did throughout the Gospels and even the writings of the Apostle Paul, who references or refers back to the things that Jesus did, as he did in his letter to the Philippians. So far, during the red letter challenge, we have focused upon being in the presence of God, was our first principle. We focused upon forgiving ourselves and forgiving others like God through Christ has forgiven us. And now this week we focus upon serving. Serving others as we have been served by Jesus. Loving others as we have been loved by Jesus. So let's get busy. Let's get busy loving God, loving one another, and loving the community around us. Amen.